with Joan.
I'll tell you more about these lovely performers, Andy Brown and Petra Van Noyes, later in the show. I cannot remember the first time Amanda Scottese was on this show talking about her company, Chicago Detours. It must have been shortly after you started it. And I can't believe it's 7 years ago.
Yeah.
It must have been shortly
after 7.5 years, yeah. So it was probably like 2011, maybe, that we first talked.
What was your initial philosophy for starting this? You had been kind of in that business in Italy, and you came back to Chicago. And if my, you know, Alzheimer's addled brain doesn't remember everything,
correct me on that.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
And you came here to start this, and there weren't that many tour companies in Chicago at
right.
the time. What was your guiding philosophy then?
Well,
and has it changed?
I felt like I was just enamored with Chicago, and I felt like all the tourism that was around was very much, here are the highlights. Here's the rich and famous. That the story of the city is just through that lens. The architecture is comprised of dates and names and fancy terminology to make people feel dumb, you know? And I just felt like it wasn't the way that I want to travel. And from having worked with Rick Steves over in Italy, I got so much exposure to different kinds of tour guides, that we would have local guides and different ways that made them really great as far as being storytellers and educators. And sure, we would see highlights kinds of things there, but I just felt like, wow, Chicago has so many stories to tell that nobody's telling. I mean, like, you know, it was just tours of highlights and, you know, hop on a bus and passively be taken around. And I felt like, you know, people who I know want to experience the city on a different level. And, you know, now the internet has changed things so that people are already very informed and they don't need a hop on, hop off bus kind of thing per se. And I just felt like there would be a really a market of people, and I didn't realize it was going to be such a huge and growing movement in travel.
I also thought, and I'm remembering your philosophy, and when you started this venture, it's called Chicago Detours, and I think we talked about, and tell me I'm wrong again, that the notion of what you were doing would be valuable to someone who lives here.
Yes.
As opposed to the person coming to Chicago and say, I'm going to have a piece of Eli's cheesecake and a beef sandwich, and that's my experience with Chicago culinary joys. Wasn't that part of it?
Founding kind of tagline is that we bring people to explore stories and places locals don't even know. So the idea that you can live in a city your whole life, but there are just infinite ideas and stories behind the places that we frequent, and kind of, you know, yeah, we kind of wanted to go on that ethos of travel.
Sure.
And also, I think that I did it at this really interesting time in which people were just starting to really want to be travelers in their own cities.
You have also experienced this Rahm Emanuel-fueled tourism boom. I mean, tourism has been one of his few successes, I hazard to say, out there. There has been a lot of competition for you, has there not? I mean, I get these fly-by-night people coming, you know, getting in touch saying, hey, I'm doing tours of, like, Michigan Avenue. Can you come on your radio show? And I go, no.
Yeah.
No.
Right. Yeah. Well, come contact me in a year and let's see where you're at, kind of thing. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, there's tourism is strong. And basically, since I started the company, I've just been trying to keep moving it forward, and we keep growing, and I've got an awesome team of tour guides and employees
on your website.
And so, I mean, yeah, we just keep growing and having new tours.
You also keep these tours relatively limited to number of people. Yes.
Yeah. Most of the tours that we're going to regularly offer to the public are walking tours. So just even logistically, you got to cap it, you know? So whether it's like, you know, maybe our historic Chicago walking bar tour, we cap at 14. Our loop interior architecture, we cap at 18. So we too, you know, you're not going to be like a, you know, there people do these, what do you call it? Like pay when you come, or they're free tours and then you're just supposed to pay and they can't have 50 people or something insane, you know?
The, how many tours do you have? And I know you will be collaborative with, were I a businessman who came to Chicago from, you know, Hamburg, Germany, and wanted to see, this is another nice thing about Chicago Detours, as I recall it, that I could call you and say, hey, I am have 3 days off between my business meetings, and I would like to, I think that Chicago has a fascinating movie history.
Mm-hmm.
You would collaborate, perhaps, with this person to give him or her a tour of moviedom.
We can do private custom tours, but we're super busy, so we have to have like a lot of heads up to create a new route.
This also has to be a very, very, summer's busy, but this also has to be a very busy time.
Oh, yeah, the holidays. I mean, it's crazy, yeah. But we get all kinds of requests for doing different kinds of custom stuff, but then the truth is we've got like 20 tours that I've designed that are really awesome that go all over Chicago that integrate anything from like jazz and blues, 1893 World's Fair, Bridgeport bars.
You do a Bridgeport bar tour?
We do a tour that it's called the Big Shoulders Historic Bar and Food Tour.
Must be a tragedy for you that Schaller's is closed.
Yes, it is. Oh, my God. So there's been a lot of change around that tour. And that one we do, it's basically all in Bridgeport. And it goes into, like, the meat history. We go down by the stockyards in the old industrial district. But we go into a few neighborhood bars. And then the loss of Johnny O is another really devastating blow to that one. So, yeah, Schaller's closed. So that one, actually, we're kind of...
You have to rejigger that one a bit.
Yeah, history is changing things all around us.
So is development. And you know, one of the things I am a big believer in that, you know, sort of history echoes. But for your purposes, if you don't have some kind of structure or physical piece of history, it's very, very difficult, is it not?
Yes. Yeah, you have to. I mean, that's what... I think it's the sort of these, you know, when you go to a museum, you go there because the object has resonance. And same with like telling the stories of the city, you have to see, you see a building and it means more, you know, there could be, you know, a tour, like we were talking about the gangster tour where they show you a parking lot. Right. And if you say you see a parking lot,
you
know, mean as much, but you got to have an actual physical building. And I had this whole tour I designed in the Fulton Market, all about the meat packing history.
God. Yeah,
and I totally had to change the entire thing because one of the coolest relics on the whole tour, it doesn't exist anymore. And then now the neighborhood doesn't even have any meatpacking businesses in it
anymore. It's like now the chic restaurant tour.
Yeah. So now I changed the tour. We've got this Fulton Market food tour, and it's really about change in neighborhoods and the rapid, dramatic change of that area.
That's an interesting idea. Do you have a lot of repeat visitors?
Yes. We get people who maybe come to the city like once a year, and they've like made it a tradition now that they'll come on a tour with us, and we get a lot of repeat business with private groups, too.
And I know you do the Tribune Tower on some of your tours.
Yeah, our historic Chicago Walking Bar tour starts here.
And that's going to be really interesting after the Tribune Tower has been sold, and then it's going to be redone. And
right.
The doorman at the Tribune condo building will maybe say, no. I know, this is...
It's wild.
You and I share this kind of... it's not disgust, but it's kind of a...
A shock. I think other people kind of just go with the flow.
Yeah.
But
buildings come and buildings go.
Dramatic.
We're going to talk about some very specific things after a short commercial break. I'm here with Amanda Scottese of Chicago Detours. Just go to chicagodetours.com and you can see the faces of all of her other tour leaders. How many are there now? Like five
There's
or
seven
six?
Of us.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. She's the best. Try to get Amanda. I'm sure she's booked up like crazy. We'll be back in, 3 minutes or so.
There's a bright golden haze On the meadow, there's a bright golden haze.
I'll tell you more about that lovely singer and lovely guitar player later in the show. Amanda Scottese is here from Chicago Detours at chicagodetours.com. This is, as we said before, this is a very busy time of year for you. Are there special holiday tours?
Yes.
Of course there are,
of
Rick.
Course
yes,
there
I'm glad
are.
You asked.
We've got a tour called A Holiday Tour of Drinks, Dailies, and Dead Guys.
Okay.
So it is not your typical holiday lights tour.
No, that doesn't sound like it.
But we talk about, we go through some major Chicago institutions. It's right downtown. We get a Tom and Jerry cocktail at Miller's Pub.
Oh, I love Miller's.
And we go down State Street and kind of talk about what the parade used to be like and the decorations. And we go in Macy's. We get a drink there and talk about some of the traditions there.
Where do you go? Do you go to the Walnut Room to get a drink?
We go, there's a pop-up bar.
Right,
yeah.
Right,
so we can kind of, but actually we sort of do
get
some
in and out.
Wandering through the store and some see some secret views of some cool things. And most of all, there are just, when I kind of set out to do this, I was like, oh, geez, how am I going to make a holiday tour that's not just, here's
the
Christmas
windows,
tree,
yeah,
and here's
a Santa Claus, here's a Salvation
right?
Army.
And
person.
I ended up uncovering some really cool stories.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
And then there's drinks involved. So it's fun. We've got select dates that we're offering it, and we can do it for private
and that's on
groups.
On your website, you've got that lovely calendar.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's definitely booking up very quick, too.
And you can give people, you have gift cards on there, too,
yeah,
don't you?
Gift cards are awesome
see,
for this time of year.
See, I think that would be a wonderful, wonderful Christmas gift to give to a relative of yours who lives in Chicago.
Yeah.
I really do. You know, someone who is not... You know, maybe someone grandfather, grandmotherly kind of age who has not been downtown in a while and who but have this affection for Chicago, I think they would love that.
Yeah.
So it's a gift card to take a tour.
Right. An experience can be such a cool gift for sure.
Now you also have, as you've told me, a grant program and a scholarship program. It's like you're a university now.
Well, yeah. So basically we have a sort of we donate half of our tour gratuities to a fund. And so what it is right now is a scholarship, and the deadline's coming up real soon. And then we're shifting the program to be a grant program. We want to support some sort of programming in the city that either it goes under our umbrella of what we want to do, which is things like educate people about architecture, history, could have to do with education, community building. So the grant program, what that means is that we would be donating half the gratuities of our tours to this program. But also we'd be spreading word about it. We want to do it for a whole year. So it'd be sort of fundraising for a local nonprofit. So we're kind of experimenting with this, you know, way of having an outreach that can go beyond what, you know, we're doing with our tours.
That's really nice of you.
Well,
what sparked this? I mean, you're a nice person, but there are a lot of steps between being a nice person and doing something so altruistic with it.
I guess, like, it kind of started, actually, the idea started with me saying I had worked a bit in sort of substitute teaching in alternative schools in Chicago. And I just felt I met, you know, I dealt with a lot of kids who had never really been downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And downtown is such this like seat of power and money and, you know, and it just feels very alienating. And we have this interior architectural tour that I think just creates this whole other perspective. Anyway, so the whole giving program started with this idea that I wanted to get CPS students to be able to experience that tour, to just sort of show them a dimension to the city that is normally not as, you know, open to. So that was kind of where it started. And then I just kind of want to experiment with different ways that we can kind of connect with using the city as a way that we can, you know, learn about things that you're not going to learn about in a classroom, whether that's through distinctly educational programming or,
I don't think the CPS has a lot of problems, but
really,
I don't think, oh yeah, really, because I know teachers who have, I mean, there are no libraries in dozens and dozens of schools, let alone
books
about Chicago, let alone librarians. And a quick story, I've told it 100 times on this show, that a folk musician named Tom Castle, who sings mostly about the river and the lakes, when he performs in public schools in Chicago in certain disadvantaged neighborhoods, 40% of the kids do not even know, let alone have seen, that Chicago has a river or a lake. And that is one of the most heartbreaking things I have ever heard. And you know, too, that's true. For whatever reason, economics, fearfulness.
Yeah.
That they don't even know the city they're living in. And if you're going to do this grant scholarship program to help those kids, help spread that kind of word, I think it's not only a brilliant, but it's a wonderfully altruistic thing to do.
Well, it was a nice idea when I first kind of came up with it, and then it was really hard to spread word about it.
Sure.
You know, all those kinds of things. But I do think that, you know, so the grant program, it could be all kinds of different programs. It doesn't necessarily have to be kids or there's on our website all the parameters for what we're looking for with that. But, you know, it is like we talk about on one of our tours where we do a chronological walk through Chicago history. We actually start just south of the Michigan Avenue Bridge.
Yeah.
It's called our Best Architecture Walking Tour for Design Lovers. But it's like a chronological look at architecture. We end at Maggie Daly Park. And I talk about how that was very controversial because of the amount of money that went into that and how there are parks all over Chicago that could use $1 million, which is a fraction of what park cost, you know.
Amanda, it's not my place to be proud of you, but you started you started Chicago Detours in 2010, moving up slowly but surely to your 10th anniversary. And I greatly admire what you do because
thank
it is
you.
Not just the, hey, hi, you're a tourist from, you know, Bordeaux, and here are 8 things to try to remember about Chicago. This is really, it's enlightening even to people who live here.
Yeah.
That's why you people should buy the gift card to give to your grandparents or your parents. It's great to see you again.
It's great to see you too.
And I'll have to, and come back in, let me know. I'll check in with you in a few months and
see
how
good.
This grant program's going. It sounds fascinating.
Cool. Thanks so much
Thank
for having
you.
Me.
Again, it is Chicago Detours. I'm not spelling it for you. ChicagoDetours.com. There's a lot of information there. There's the ability to quickly make reservations to go on one of the many tours Amanda and her gang conduct. She is the executive director. You'd be very, very lucky to get her leading a tour. So happy holidays and all that stuff.
Thanks, you too.
My great pleasure.
Come on a tour with me sometime, Rick.
I should. I used to see you sometimes in the lobby talking.
Yeah.
And you'd go, Rick, come over. And I'd go, hi, where are you people from? Which wasn't very enlightening for them. So happy holidays and all that jazz, too. We'll take a little commercial break, and then I'll be back.